Welcome back to the Legal Digest podcast. Today I'm joined by Lauren Raby, founder of Psyche. Lauren is an advocate for sound healing and uses sound and specialist instruments played in therapeutic ways, combined with guided meditation techniques with the aim of encouraging self-discovery, connection, and our relationship with the environment. We're going to be talking about how you can incorporate sound therapy into your busy work life and the benefits of it for your overall wellness. Thanks for joining me, Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's good to be here.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure. I really wanted to explore sound healing. So I was excited to talk to you about this. And I've worked with people who have anxiety, burnout, and other health concerns. And when we first spoke, you mentioned that this has been an effective way to help deal with anxiety and other problems. So how did you discover sound therapy?
So yes, when I discovered sound therapy, it was really through my own experience in terms of how I used to struggle with anxiety. So I used to suffer from anxiety in a way that was quite internalized. And through that internalization of anxiety, it kind of manifested as a physical pain in my chest. So, you know, I was trying all these different things to kind of alleviate that pressure. And that looked like, at one point, going to the gym, for instance, which for a short space of time that worked and it was great. But then I realized that the pain had actually started to get worse, and it kind of rendered the gym useless in a way, because it kind of made the whole pressure worse. So I was really in a position where I was like, what am I going to do? And someone told me, oh, you should go to a sound bath. Now, I'd never been to a sound bath before. I didn't really know what it was about. I didn't understand, you know, anything about sound therapy, but I was in a position where I was like, I will try anything at this point. So I'll go along and I'll give it a go. So I went along to a meditation studio. It was a really small room. Back then, there was like very little explanation of what was going to happen in that session. It was really a case of me looking around the room and copying what everyone else was doing in terms of like lying down on a yoga mat, grabbing a blanket, a cushion, and lying down and basically waiting for the sounds to start in the sound bath. So it was interesting because I kind of thought, oh gosh, I'm not sure about this. I don't know what's going on. I don't really understand it, but I thought I'll give it a go. And eventually the sounds kind of started to fill the room. And by the end of that session, it was amazing how different I felt. And the physical chest pains that I'd had completely alleviated. They just disappeared. So I was really quite shocked by this, because I guess I thought, oh, it might help a little. Maybe if I go regularly all the time. I didn't expect it to be quite an instantaneous result. So I was kind of excited about that, because it gave me the respite, you know, of coming up for air almost and not being in that pain. So I guess in some senses, it gave me the clarity and moment where I could actually think about where the anxiety was coming from, and that, you know, I could then discover the root cause of it. So it was a tool that helped me kind of manage my anxiety better.
Maybe we could just talk a bit about the origins of sound therapy. So where did it come from, and like other different methods that people use?
Okay, yes. So sound therapy is an ancient practice. This is not new. It has been around for a very, very long time. I would say that it doesn't really necessarily come from one place. When we look back over history and research, and we can find sound therapy across different cultures, used in different practices. So for example, you know, we could look at the ancient Egyptians, who used their voice as a healing tool. They often practice chanting, things like that. You could also look at Pythagoras, who around 500 BC started to look at the flute as a healing tool and kind of explored how that practice could work. So it kind of happens around the world in different places. And then you've got, for instance, like the didgeridoo that was used as a healing tool many, many years ago. So yeah, origination is kind of scattered, I guess, across the world, which is quite interesting, really, because you can kind of drill down into any one of those practices, because they'll all have a different method. you know, it's all different. So I would say that sound as a topic is incredibly vast. And it's something that we can continually learn about. I think what's really interesting, actually, one of, I think, the godfathers of sound, who I've learned so much from, Jonathan Goldman, he talks about how, you know, for someone to fully understand, investigate, practice sound in the most complete way, you'd have to be about 20 different professions. And that would include being a sound practitioner, but also a physician or a mathematician. And the list goes on and on and on. So I don't think any one person can necessarily know everything, which is fun, right? Because it means that there's always something new to learn, and there's always a different lens to which to study it.
And you talk a bit about how it helps you connect with ourselves, the community, and the environment. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I really believe in the relationship between self, community, and the earth. It's an interconnected relationship whereby we can kind of start in terms of our self, in terms of how we can connect with ourselves and find a sense of well-being that is personal to ourselves. So for instance, with sound healing, like I mentioned earlier, it's a practice where you can kind of find that grounded space. It can balance your emotions. It can quieten a busy mind. And from that place, we can then look out to our community and think, well, how can I be a better member of that community from that grounded place? You know, it's kind of like the old saying about, you know, you need to pour from, what do we say, like a full cup. You need, your cup needs to be full. So it's really about making sure that you're able to help others, but, you know, as a starting point, and then with the environment too. So I think what's also interesting is that during a sound bath, the goal isn't actually to have silence, right? It's actually a practice. It's a meditative practice. So I'll have people after a sound bath saying to me, oh, the sound bath was amazing, but, you know, I heard a dog bark outside, or I heard a child cry. Now, life happens, right? The world's not going to stop for us. That's just not realistic. And, you know, even if we went into a silent room, like completely silent, like it is totally soundproof, if we're in that room, it will never be silent, because we are vibratory beings. You know, our breathing would be a noise. Our organs, muscles, and bones would be making a noise. So really the practice is about surrendering and softening to the sounds that permeate the space around us. So with that practice, you're not only finding your own peace, you're kind of then taking that practice out into the world. So when you're in amongst the community, there might be annoying noises that happen, but when you've practiced, those noises are less annoying and more accepted, you know?
So you're able to kind of gain more control, I guess.
Yeah, and it's totally, it's kind of having a better tolerance, I guess, and resilience against external noises that we don't always find convenient or comfortable at the time, but just kind of accepting it and being like, well, I'm part of this world, you know? And the world's never going to be silent for me. It's about me kind of becoming a little bit more connected to it in a softened way.
Yeah. And then sort of moving on to the benefits then of sound healing. So having looked into it a bit myself, and I think the British Academy of Sound Therapy did some research, and they said that the benefits extend to people experiencing IBS-related symptoms, arthritis, chronic pain, I mean, much more than that. But have you kind of seen any research, or perhaps like some of the clients that you've worked with have said how it's helped them in some way in dealing with, I guess, their more serious health conditions or even minor health conditions?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what's amazing about sound healing is that it can help people in so many different ways. You know, when you look at a sound bath class, each person in there might be coming for different reasons. Some people will be coming to maintain a good sense of well-being as a practice, as a way to relax. But some people might be coming because they're recovering from a major operation. You know, there's all these different symptoms, but effectively what's happening is that when we are in a sound bath, we're putting our bodies into a healing state. We're putting our bodies into a regenerative state, whereby we're kind of giving our bodies permission to heal. Because our bodies really heal themselves, which is amazing, right? It's kind of, I think when I had a recent client and I had to remind her, I was like, well, you have to trust your body's innate wisdom. Your body knows how to heal itself. You just need to give it the right environment to do its job.
Yeah.
So for instance, when you experience sound in a kind of therapeutic way, what's happening is that the sounds are activating your parasympathetic nervous system. So that's your rest and digest, the opposite of fight or flight. So when the parasympathetic nervous system is activated, you're really giving your body permission to truly relax, truly regenerate. And that's when the kind of magic happens for whatever ailment that it is that you might be there for. Sound ultimately really meets you where you are. So your experience of sound can change week on week. And furthermore, sound, you know, can give each person a different experience because our individual needs and bodies are all different. We all operate at different frequencies. Like for instance, you and I, you know, naturally will have a different frequency. So what works for you may not work for me and vice versa. But it's kind of allowing and experimenting with the sounds to see what really works for you. So I always say that, you know, for instance, if you go to a sound bath and you're like, oh, I'm not sure that sound bath worked for me, then try a different one. Try a different one with a different practitioner, different instruments, and really explore what there is. Like I said, sound is so vast and there's so many ways of experiencing the benefits.
So I guess some people might not have been to a sound bath session before. They might be hearing about it for the first time. So what actually happens at a sound bath?
So at a sound bath, it often happens, for instance, in a meditation studio, as an example. So similar to a yoga class, you might have lots of yoga mats laid out, ready for people to lie down on. And oftentimes there'll be a kind of guided meditation at the beginning, and a little explanation by the practitioner. And then you'll hear the sounds start and you're basically bathed in sound. Like there's no water. It's not like a natural bath. It's just the vibrations that are moving through you. And then, you know, in other contexts, and this happens much more in the corporate world where you can actually have a sound bath sitting. I did one recently for a leadership team meeting where they started a day of meetings with me giving them a 30-minute sound bath. And really what that was doing was setting the tone for the day. It was kind of bringing them back to a place of calm. And that's where they took action from for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Sounds an amazing way to start your day. Employee wellness is encouraged more now than ever, I think. And the company that I currently work for, they've introduced this week is Wellbeing Week. So they've given everyone today like the day off to do whatever they want to help with their wellbeing. So how would you say companies can make sound healing a part of their employee wellness program? And also taking into account the fact that people work in hybrid or remote kind of ways, and so that might impact that. But is it also easy for people to incorporate into their day-to-day?
So yes, in terms of experiencing sound healing, I think, you know, you can do it in person. So for instance, companies can invite a practitioner in to hold a sound bath, like I mentioned earlier, in terms of, you know, it could be very themed and it could be an intention that's kind of set out, and you can experience a sound healing for the staff. So that's in person, and you can do that as a regular session, for instance, like a monthly session. I think in terms of sound healing, you can really start to see the benefits when it's a regular practice. But even if you're at home, for instance, I do like online sound baths, whereby if you have like a good set of headphones, a high quality set of headphones, you can still enjoy the benefits from home. And then that way you don't have to like get the train home afterwards, which is always nice because when you kind of experience a sound bath afterwards and you feel super relaxed, sometimes it's just nice to be already at home and already able to kind of relax into the evening. But I will also be launching some recorded sound healings, which will be downloadable. And those will be kind of a shorter sound healing session, say like 10 minutes, because I appreciate that people are busy right now. It's like sometimes you don't have the time realistically in a busy working day to go to a meditation studio to experience sound healing. So by doing them online or by listening to a recorded meditation, you're able to kind of add it into your day as it already is. So whether that's waking up in the morning and before even getting out of bed, listening to a 10-minute sound healing with a pair of headphones, like that in itself, that little micro practice will make the world of difference on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think it could also help, provide that structure that we all need in our day. And like myself, I work from home all the time. So, if you, it can be very easy for your days to become all the same. They just move over into the next, and you have to introduce things, I think, to break it up and set those boundaries and be able to set those intentions, I think. Thank you so much for coming on today. That brings us to the end of the episode. If you would like to find out more about sound baths with Lauren, you can find the details in this episode's description. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to us by email or on social media. And don't forget to leave a rating and a review if you enjoyed this episode.